This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can call us 877-726-8255 with questions related to medicine, health, nutrition, lifestyle, vitamins, supplements. Everything's fair game. And we've got a story that I think you're going to find fascinating. Scientists are working on a pill for loneliness because modern life has led to greater isolation. We know that loneliness is a risk factor for dying, and now there may be an antidote. You'll be surprised to hear what it is coming up. 877-726-8255. And this week, a big study released on an important subject, which is, should we eat breakfast? Is breakfast really all that important? All that coming up, plus your phone calls, 877-726-8255. Let's talk now to Marianne in New Jersey. Welcome, Marianne. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman, as usual. Thanks for being there for us. I have a couple of questions. I am curious on the ratio that you recommend. I'm getting very confused, but I take calcium and magnesium and MK7, and I'm confused on the milligrams for the calcium and the magnesium citrate and versus the MK7. I mean, I am diagnosed with osteo, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking of going back on either the strontium or the Ostera, but I'm still use the calcium and the magnesium as a backup. But when I take more than the dosage, I'm getting confused on how much
So the answer is it's not that important. The calcium is not as important as it was once thought to be, because what you know, if you remember back in the 80s, they used to say take 8 Tums, you know, like 2,000, 3,000 milligrams of calcium. The more calcium, the better, because it's all going to get pushed into your bones, and your bones are going to be like the pillars of Hercules. Well, it turns out that that's not the case. In fact, all that excess calcium can sometimes migrate to the inside of your arteries. So you don't want to be taking that much calcium. What really counts is what tells the calcium where to go, appropriately into your bones and not into your arteries, causing arterial calcification. And the crossing guard for that, so to speak, is MK7. It's a type of vitamin K that plays a role in calcium metabolism. And this is through a hormone called osteocalcin. And it turns out that there's some really promising trials looking at vitamin K2, the MK7 subtype of vitamin K2, in preventing progression of coronary calcification. The dosage generally is 320 micrograms per day. And that's a similar dosage that's required for strengthening bones. So that's the important part. The product that I recommend for osteoporosis prevention is Osteothera by Prothera. And that's a product that actually will have a good effect on prevention. It's sort of like a base product, but that in itself is not the key product. The key products are strontium, as you mentioned, for strengthening bone, MK7 for strengthening bone. When it comes to the average person, I recommend a calcium to magnesium ratio of 1:1, or in some patients, even more. You know, more magnesium is necessary for treating anxiety, for promoting energy, Magnesium in many people is really deficient. We get plenty of calcium from our diets, but the vast majority of us don't get enough magnesium. So that's, you know, I think you may be focusing too much on the minutia of the calcium-magnesium ratio. For the average woman fighting osteoporosis, you know, 400 to 600 milligrams of additional calcium in a bioavailable form is fine. Just make sure you get enough vitamin D, have your vitamin D tested, because obviously if you don't have enough vitamin D, you're going to have some problems. Okay? So, let's talk about, the proposition that you should breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and sup like a pauper. You've heard that said, right? It's like the key to well-being is to have a good breakfast. It is said to be the most important meal of the day. And a lot of messaging in the health sphere has been around the primacy of a healthy breakfast. And the notion is that if you don't have breakfast, you simply won't make good food choices later. And there's something to it. If you go out of the house and you just, you know, grab a cup of coffee and you'll be starving. By 11 o'clock, your mental efficiency will be impaired. There's some studies that show that kids don't do well in school. That's the whole basis of this, breakfast program that they have in schools so that kids can think. Because if they don't have anything in their stomachs, they're going to be brain dead. And then, ultimately, if you eat later in the day, the breakfast is usually taken in a spirit of general sobriety, right? You know, you're earnest, you're sober, and you make good choices for breakfast. But later in the day, you know, you had a hard day, you want a reward, you're distracted by TV, you're chilling out, you're relaxed, you're kicking back on the lazy boy, you're going to make less good choices. So eat the preponderance of your calories early in the day so you won't be hungry later. Well, they studied this. They did a systematic review of randomized controlled trials. Why randomized controlled trials? Well, a lot of the studies that showed that having breakfast was a good thing were observational studies. They looked at people who had breakfast, and they found that they were healthier. But these are observational studies, which means maybe, just maybe, people who pay attention to breakfast, they're more organized, they're more health-oriented generally, they listen to health messaging, and they're healthier in a lot of other ways. They exercise, they're more conscientious about their diets, they go to checkups. So they're healthier because they're more conscientious people. So these are randomized control trials where they actually trialed it. They had people for various times either have breakfast or not have breakfast, and they randomized them so that they took fat people and skinny people and old people and young people and well people and sick people, and they just randomized them, mixed them up, either fed them breakfast or didn't feed them breakfast, and then they looked at what happened. And here's what they found. Bottom line. Meta-analysis of the randomized controlled trials did not demonstrate weight loss in participants who consumed breakfast compared with those who did not. So they also say that, contrary to what they tell you, total energy intake, in other words, caloric total, was higher in groups consuming breakfast than in those skipping breakfast. Well, why? Because they had an additional meal. You know, so they are actually consuming more calories, not less calories. It didn't dissuade them from limiting calories later. They had breakfast, then they had lunch, and then they had a big dinner. So they also say that one hypothesis is that the consumption of calories at breakfast could assist in weight loss due to the efficient metabolizing of calories early in the day. Well, they didn't find that was the case. Researchers found no difference in what is called diet-induced thermogenesis, or fat burning. So they also looked at, well, maybe it affects insulin, or maybe it affects other hormones that are involved in appetite, such as ghrelin or adiponectin. Was there a difference in blood sugar? And here's what they found. None of these things differed significantly between the breakfast groups and the non-breakfast groups. So it turns out that skipping breakfast does not cause greater appetite in the afternoon, this according to the study. Now, I could see where this is going. A lot of you are saying, that's not me. I need to have a breakfast. It works for me, because if I don't have a breakfast, I'm going to eat like a house on fire late in the day. Look, folks, this is a study. It is a meta-analysis, which means that different strokes for different and throw them together. Some studies showing a benefit to eating breakfast. Some studies showing no benefits. Some studies showing a disadvantage to eating breakfast. That on the aggregate, there's no big advantage. But for you, the individual person, we call this biochemical individuality, there may be an event. You may be a breakfast person. You may be a non-breakfast person. For a lot of people, they do what's called intermittent fasting, which means they go for longer periods not eating. That turns out to be helpful for weight loss, blood sugar control, and maybe an anti-aging strategy because it increases something called autophagy, which means that the body cleans itself out as you conduct a mini fast from 7 o'clock at night when you finish dinner till noon when you have your first meal. This may be a helpful strategy for many people. So, different strokes for different people, but bottom line, the currently the available evidence does not support modification of diets in adults to include the consumption of breakfast as a good strategy to lose weight. You, as an individual, might think otherwise. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
What if there was one simple pill that could help support your energy, vitality, and cardiovascular function? Well, introducing new and improved Green Tea CR Phytosome formula from Purity Products. It's the power of three of nature's top superfoods, a clinically tested green tea plus curcumin and resveratrol, all in one simple capsule. It's potent, clinically tested, and it works to promote your energy, vitality, cardio health, immunity, and antioxidant defense. The secret behind Green Tea CR is its phytosome matrix, which boosts its green tea power by over 200% compared to regular green tea. Our friends at Purity Products have a free bottle for you today to put to the test. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Even better, call now and get a second free bottle. Purity's B12 Energy Melts. That's your second free gift. Again, for your free bottles of Green Tea CR and B12 Energy Melts, call 1-800-218-6030. That's 1-800-218-6030. Again, 1-800-218-6030.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you're on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins that can actually slow your metabolism and cause your weight to plateau. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol. It's a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. For a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. During this challenging cold and flu season, supporting your immune health is top priority. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with an effective 1-2 punch from our friends at Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol's abiotic soft gels and Sambucus Black Elderberry Liquid. Both have vital natural compounds that help your immune system fight what the season throws at you. Go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order these great products. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Learn what lengths drug reps will go to incentivize doctors to prescribe pricey, addictive medications. But first, let me tell you about a supplement that I really like. It's Green Tea CR Phytosome formula from Purity Products. Green Tea CR Phytosome combines the power of three of nature's top superfoods, a clinically tested green tea plus curcumin and resveratrol. They're all combined in one simple capsule, and it's made more bioavailable because the secret behind Green Tea CR is its phytosome matrix, which boosts its green tea's power by over 200% compared to regular green tea. Chris Killam, the medical hunter, calls Green Tea CR Phytosome the little pill with big health benefits. And now, good news, our friends at Purity Products have a free bottle
for you today to put to the test. Yeah, you can get a free bottle. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Claim your free bottle today, and you'll get this additional bonus, a second free bottle of Purity's B12 Energy Melts. That's your second free gift if you call now. So, to obtain your free bottle of Green TCR and B12 Energy Melts, call right now, 1-800-218-6030. That's 800-218-6030. Again, call now, 1-800-218-6030 for Green TCR Phytosome. So, I remember, you know, back in med school, actually not in med school, but in the beginning of my medical career, the drug reps would come by and they would offer you stuff. They would give you a pen, you know, with the logo of the drug in question on there. You know, I'd love getting my Viagra pens and, you know, various paraphernalia. And sometimes they'd invite you to lunch or dinner and on the house. And they would, it's all about relationship building. And they would try to get you to prescribe the drug. Well, this is going really way out of kilter because, according to a new report, a pharma exec gave a doctor a lap dance. A lap dance. I never got those during my medical career at a Chicago nightclub to get him to prescribe fentanyl, not for her, but to write prescriptions. Because a single patient using this new form of inhalable fentanyl, it's called Subsys, can produce six figures of revenue. It's highly addictive, and more than 900 people have died while using Subsys since it was approved in 2012. I mean, fentanyl is powerful. You can apply it as you can take it orally. You can apply it as a patch, but to spray it into your mouth, into your lungs, it's going to really get you high fast. And this is a drug that was promoted by a pharma exec who took her client, the doctor, to the Underground, which is Chicago's sexiest nightclub, and an exotic dancer turned pharmaceutical executive named Sunrise was wriggling around on his lap. Can you imagine that the pharmaceutical company recruited an ex-exotic dancer, turned them into a pharmaceutical rep? How seductive is that? It's like, yeah, honey, I'm going to prescribe some of this drug. You know, keep on writhing on my lap. According to the result of a trial, court documents say this representative handed the doctor her business card and, quote, told him to call if he wanted to discuss the fentanyl spray in private. Okay, well, all that's being revealed in depositions and court proceedings as they take a closer look in how pharmaceutical companies entice doctors to prescribe more expensive addictive drugs. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. You can call us 877-726-8255. And as I teased earlier, scientists are working on a pill for loneliness. So I saw this headline. I thought, oh, my God, you know, they're turning everything into a disease. The formerly shy librarian spinster type of the 1940s is now a modern patient who suffers from a condition called social anxiety. Shyness has been changed from a trait into a disease, which can be treated with an array of popular antidepressants. And then all of a sudden, our shy librarian becomes a social butterfly, he becomes gregarious, and all is well. And so, too, are the profits of the pharmaceutical company making the medication for all those constitutionally shy people. It's no longer socially acceptable to be shy. But loneliness, it's a real deal. It's a real deal, and it turns out that it's not just a subjective state which makes you feel terrible. It's also dangerous for you. And this is something that's been acknowledged recently. According to research, loneliness increases your risk of developing a range of disorders, including cardiovascular disease, even neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, cancer, and it can weaken the immune system, making us more vulnerable to infections. So it'd be kind of cool if there was a pill that could antidote loneliness. Of course, the ultimate treatment for loneliness is create social interactions, go out and find a person with a pulse to be with. But, modern life increasingly has us isolated and siloed. And, you know, with the proliferation of devices, you can spend a lot of time on devices and not actually interact with anybody who's warm-blooded. So I read this article, and I think, well, okay, great. There's a report on this in The Guardian, which is an English newspaper, kind of the equivalent of the New York Times. And they do, you know, pretty decent health reporting. I thought, well, they're going to probably, they're burying the lead here. There's a pill, and I got to read down like 6 or 7 paragraphs to find out what pill that is. And it's probably going to be some new expensive drug that they're going to market for loneliness. And lo and behold, I get way down in the story, and they deliver the punchline. Research is underway looking at a promising intervention, a neurosteroid called pregnenolone, which has been shown to improve stress-related disorders. Now, pregnenolone, interestingly, like DHEA and like natural progesterone, is available over the counter. You can buy it. You can go on full script, and you can get, you know, pretty much a variety of doses of pregnenolone. It is a mild neurosteroid, and we often use it in the treatment of anxiety, in the treatment of depression, and we use it also as an anti-aging treatment, and we test for it, and we can find many patients who really feel wiped out, tired, anxious. They have very low pregnenolone, and then we prescribe pregnenolone, and they feel better. But here, they're doing specific research on the effect of pregnenolone on loneliness, and they found that when mice are socially isolated, their levels of pregnenolone plummet. And that happens also in lonely humans. A 2013 study of 31 healthy people found that giving people oral doses of a derivative of pregnenolone had a calming effect. And so they're doing a study now administering 400 milligram oral dose. That's a fairly high dose, but you can achieve it by taking several pills of over-the-counter pregnenolone. In the research, they're administering 400 milligrams of oral doses of pregnenolone to lonely but otherwise healthy individuals. The trial is, I think it finished last summer. They're in the process of analyzing the data. And the researchers are cautiously optimistic that the results will show significantly reduced perceived loneliness among the people who received the pregnenolone versus those who received a placebo. Very interesting. I'm going to see if I can get the researcher who's doing that study to comment on that. But sometimes they're reluctant to comment on a study until it's published. So we'll wait until that study comes out. And hopefully we found another antidote to loneliness. And it's available, and it's natural. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, our number 877-726-8255. And if you want an antidote to fatigue, well, I've been talking about this for a long time. It's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness or just being run down. NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It works on the mitochondria, and clinical trials have been performed. They've done their due diligence and actually done scientific studies. It's been shown that NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. And you've heard me talk about Propacs with NT-Factor for a long time. Well, now there's a form of NT-Factor alone so that you can keep your favorite multi and or fish oil and yet still harness the power of NT-Factor. So a new product, Healthy Aging, has been made available. It comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. So just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I've been taking NT-Factor for years. I prescribe it to my patients routinely. You can get Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158 or go to the website ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Just enter the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. NT-Factor, which in the product Healthy Aging. All right. Let's talk about this interesting story, which has to do, any of you out there cat owners? Yeah, probably a lot of you. Well, if you own a cat, there's a greater likelihood that you may be nuts. Well, that's not the technical term. In what researchers describe as the largest study of its kind, scientists have found new evidence of a link between infection with a parasite, Toxoplasma gondii, and schizophrenia. Now, this is a pretty common parasite. It's been hosted by at least 2 billion people around the world, and it's mostly, you're asymptomatic. You're just a carrier of it. In immunosuppressed individuals, it can be devastating, but most people just carry it. And pregnant women have to be careful because the parasite can cause fetal abnormalities or even miscarriages. But what's stranger about low-grade infections with toxoplasma is that they can alter the brain. Now, why should a parasite cause brain alterations? Well, it's interesting. It turns out that mice who are infected with toxoplasma, mice instinctively avoid cats. Even if there's a scent of a cat around, they freak out and they leave the premises. But when mice are infected with toxoplasma, their natural fear of cats is blunted, and they don't make haste to get out of Dodge. They hang out and thus become more likely to be consumed by cats, thus propagating the toxoplasma. Because if a cat eats a mouse that's infected with toxoplasma, the cat becomes infected with the parasite too. And thus, the lifespan of the toxoplasma is extended through the cat. So what they're saying here is that there may be subtle or overt psychological changes that occur when people are affected unawares with toxoplasma. And, oh, by the way, here's a related story that says that toxoplasma infection is associated with another human trait, which is entrepreneurship. You know, you got to be a little crazy to go into business these days with all the bureaucratic impediments and the taxes and the headaches. So what they're saying here is that they looked at 197 business professionals being toxoplasma positive made them 1.8 times more likely to have started their own business at some point. So I'm sending this to all my entrepreneur friends who are cat owners because it suggests that the very same parasite, which makes some people schizophrenic, turns others into entrepreneurs. So, you know, maybe that's, you know, that could work out. That could be a good thing. I wonder if Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and, you know, those guys are cat owners. I'm not even sure. We'll have to check. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Several ways you can get through to us. Calling us live on the program is fine, but if you can't do that, you can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. And we use that question as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast. That's a very popular podcast. And we'll also respond to your questions. If you record your questions, go to drhoffman.com, and on the homepage, there's a little rectangle that you click on that prompts you to pose a question, as did Shepard. How you doing, Shepard?
Hi. About 30 years ago, I had an appointment with Dr. Hoffman, who did a live blood cell analysis. And he told me something that was true, that I don't fast very well. And I've been wondering what exactly was missing from my blood that means that I don't fast well, and how many people actually do have that chemical. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, so you got really test my memory there, because I saw you 30 years ago. And, you know, that's, you know, I suggest more frequent follow-ups than every, you know, generation. But all kidding aside, what I probably was talking about is something called Gilbert syndrome, or Gilbert syndrome, which is a condition that's fairly common. It's a genetic condition where when people don't eat, and they commonly fast for a blood test, they have a high bilirubin. And high bilirubin is also associated with liver disease. You can have that with a gallstone. You can have it with hepatitis. You can have it when you have cirrhosis of the liver. It can occur frequently and transiently in people who have Gilbert syndrome, and it occurs when they fast. If they eat, usually the bilirubin is a little bit high, but it doesn't go way high. But if they fast, the bilirubin goes high. They can even look yellow. They can turn jaundiced. Their eyeballs get yellow, and the palms of their hands appear very yellow. And that's an uncomfortable state for some people with Gilbert syndrome. And therefore, the suggestion is that they eat frequent small meals, and that they maybe not engage in these popular fads of intermittent fasting or prolonged fasting for detoxification, because their bilirubin is going to go high if they don't eat. So that's probably what you're talking about. You know, memory suits me well, because I think what's true 30 years ago, probably still true today, is Gilbert syndrome can make patients require frequent meals. So thanks for that question. All right, this item... Recently, an edict has gone out that folks with type 2 diabetes are testing their blood sugar too often. They shouldn't bother to do that, because it's a waste of money and it's unnecessary. okay, surely people with type 1 diabetes where they use insulin, they need to check their blood sugar because they need to know when they need to administer insulin. If their blood sugar is high, or conversely, if their blood sugar is too low, then they need to eat or take some sugar. It's important for type 1 diabetics to finger stick. But when it comes to type 2 diabetics, yeah, it's overkill because you don't need to do that. So I'm going to push back against that because I think one of the most instructive things you can do, with or without diabetes, is to get a glucometer and see how your body reacts to various types of foods. And you may, there may be some real surprises, foods that you expect that you tolerate very well. Like a baked potato, for example, could send your blood sugar into the stratosphere. And conversely, foods that you may think you really need to avoid, like a couple of squares of dark chocolate, they don't make your blood sugar go up that significantly. So it's a kind of a science fair project that you do on your own. And yeah, it's costly, and insurance companies don't want to be dinged for the cost of these strips. But I think this is one of these instances of cost containment. Yeah, we're all about reducing medical costs. That really is a disservice to patients. Yeah, you can check your glucose if you go to the doctor, but that's just one time, a casual random checking of your glucose, and usually you're fasting. And yeah, if it's high, that indicates something. But even if it's normal, it doesn't mean that your blood sugar is all that perfect. And optimizing blood sugar is a goal. Yeah, you can check your hemoglobin A1C, but some patients have erratic blood sugar. And sometimes the lows balance out the high, making your hemoglobin A1C seem normal. So you may want to see if you have, say, reactive hypoglycemia after a meal. If 2 hours after a meal or 3 hours after a meal, your blood sugar plummets, you got to do something about that. So I think that health authorities and doctors should be encouraging people to home test so they can understand better their individual responses to different foods and diets. And I think that the new guidelines that discourage people from testing are really counterproductive. All right, bug bombs. You know, back in the 70s, what characterized the 70s in New York was lots of crime. You could never leave your car on the street because invariably, you left a car on the street, they'd break the window and they'd steal your radio because we had radios that I don't know if some of you millennials even know this, but we used to install radios in our car, and it was a favorite target of thieves, so they'd break into your car and steal your radio. There were muggings. There were dangerous parts of town. The city was dirty. And we had roaches, at least where I lived. I lived in an old brownstone, and we had roaches galore. And so one of my jobs was to use those foggers. You know, you would push down the button, and the fogger would go off. I'd set off, like, you know, 5 or 6 bombs strategically located throughout my apartment to kill off the roaches. Well, here it is, 30 years later. And what they have done is they've done a study on these total release foggers, commonly known as bug bombs. They say there's been a general assumption that bug bombs work to eliminate cockroaches indoors, but no one's conducted a formal assessment of their efficacy or any exposure risk. So they did a study, and this is what they found. The bug bomb products did absolutely nothing to control cockroach populations in these homes. So, however, they did find that commercially available gel bait or professional grade gel bait worked. Why doesn't the fogger work? Well, the cockroaches basically hide in recesses of the home, and they do not get killed. And maybe some get killed, but there's enough residual cockroaches to come back with a vengeance and reinfest your home. The other problem is that 4 to 6 hours after the bug bombs were deployed, the researchers swabbed floors, kitchen surfaces, walls, and cabinets and found average insecticide residues increased 600 times above baseline levels. And that's not healthy for you, your kids, or your pets. So bug bombs, forget about bug bombs. They're not the way to go. And thank goodness we're no longer infested by cockroaches, at least part of New York where I live. Haven't seen one in a long time. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a great weekend. Remember, this program is just the tip of the iceberg of intelligent medicine. We've got podcasts. We're on Facebook and Twitter. You can subscribe to our newsletter. And make sure you join us next week for another edition of Intelligent Medicine. Go Rams!
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.